Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026. This is the AI Mez A from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. If you only have 3 minutes today, here's what you need. The Saudi AI stack just got a sovereign monitoring layer. A $30 billion US infrastructure company just put the MENA region at the top of its expansion list. And UAE-based Arabic.ai finally has the voice partner it's been waiting for. First up, sovereign observability lands in Riyadh. OmniOps, one of Saudi Arabia's homegrown AI infrastructure providers, has joined Grafana Labs' global partner program. From this week, OmniOps can sell Grafana Cloud, the world's most widely deployed open observability platform, hosted entirely inside the kingdom. That sounds technical, and it is, but it matters because observability is the layer that lets enterprises actually see what their AI workloads are doing in real time. Saudi banks and ministries have been pushing live agentic systems into production all year. The missing piece wasn't chips or models, it was a sovereign monitoring fabric that stays inside the country and complies with the personal data protection law. OmniOps now sells that fabric, packaged with its own cloud-native expertise, into customers who couldn't previously deploy Grafana without exporting telemetry to Frankfurt or Virginia. CEO Mohamed Altasan frames it simply. In the year of artificial intelligence, observability inside the kingdom is the difference between a pilot that survives audit and one that gets pulled. Expect every other GCC market to demand the same arrangement before year end. Now, this is interesting. Vast Data, the US company quietly running the storage spine behind G42 Cloud and Humane, has just closed a $1 billion Series F at a $30 billion valuation. That's more than triple where it was 18 months ago. The round was led by Drive Capital with Access Industries. Joined by Nvidia, Fidelity, and Nay, the headline number is big, but the more important detail is buried in the press release. Vast is calling out MENA expansion as a primary use of proceeds, which is an unusually direct call out from a US infrastructure company at this scale. The reason is the customer list. Vast powers G42 Cloud's multi-hundred petabyte AI data platform, the storage layer behind Condor Galaxy and the Stargate UAE build-out. Humane, the Saudi sovereign AI champion that's dominated this bulletin for the past 2 weeks, sits in the same anchor tier of regional customers. Founder Renan Halak says the company is now supporting AI environments that span millions of GPUs. The new capital is pointed at tuck-in acquisitions and a deeper operational footprint in the markets where gigawatt-scale AI factories are actually being built. Today that means Abu Dhabi, Riyadh, and a small handful of US sites. The strategic question for sovereign wealth allocators in Mubadala and PIF is no longer whether to keep buying capacity from Vast. It's whether to negotiate a regional venture or co-investment vehicle that turns customer status into ownership before the next funding round closes the window. Okay, story number 3. UAE-based Arabic.ai has signed a partnership with Haybreeze to deliver what both companies describe as production-grade Arabic voice AI for enterprises and government. The combined stack pairs Arabic.ai's natural language models, covering modern standard Arabic plus Gulf, Levantine, Egyptian, and Maghrebi dialects, with Haybreeze's low-latency voice infrastructure for streaming, multi-agent orchestration, and telephony. The market is real. More than 400 million people speak Arabic, and dialect coverage has been the single biggest blocker to deploying voice agents in regional banking, healthcare, and citizen services. Until now, customers have either accepted poor MSA-only experiences or rebuilt voice pipelines themselves on top of foundation models that were never trained for Gulf or Maghrebi speech patterns. Both options have stalled rollouts at the proof-of-concept stage. Arabic.ai says the joint platform is already in pilot with regional enterprise and public sector buyers, with sovereign deployment options and expanded agentic capabilities on a 20-26 roadmap. Haybreeze brings the harder side of the problem, sub-second turn-taking, barge-in handling and reliable telephony bridges, the components that decide whether a voice agent feels usable in a real customer support call. The deal also fits a wider regional rebalancing. MBZ UAI's K2 Think models, TokenAI's Horus release out of Cairo, and Saudi-funded research at KAUST have all pushed Arabic large language model quality up sharply in the past 6 months. The application layer has lagged. Voice is the most demanding test of that layer because it leaves no room for the polite hedges that disguise weak text generation. And finally, the AI in Arabia view. 3 stories, 1 quiet pattern. The Gulf has finished the easy phase of its AI build-out. The chip allocations, the gigawatt deals, the sovereign wealth checks. Now it's moving down the stack to the layers that actually decide whether agentic systems work in production. observability inside the kingdom, the storage operating system that holds training data, and a voice AI layer that finally speaks Arabic the way customers do. None of these make a glossy summit keynote. All of them are what separates a real AI economy from a press release one. The strategic risk is also visible in today's bulletin. Two of the three stories are about regional buyers anchoring foreign suppliers, with Vast in the US and Grafana in the UK. Only one, Arabic.ai with Hey Breeze, is a local platform play. Sovereign infrastructure that runs on borrowed software is still better than no infrastructure. But the real test for ministers and venture builders is whether the second wave of regional champions can move from partner status to platform status before the foreign incumbents lock in the next decade of regional spend. The window's narrow, and it closes by year end. That's the AI Mez A for Wednesday from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. We'll see you tomorrow.